You guys, have you heard about Squarespace? You must have, because I talk about it all the time. Their website has helped me with my businesses, but it will also help you grow your business. And it really does take the guesswork out of building a website. They have so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of our favorite product features is the Fluid Engine. With Fluid Engine, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity. Start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. Stretch your imagination online with Fluid Engine, built in and ready to go on any new Squarespace site. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Okay, you guys, my husband and I are getting ready to celebrate the 15th anniversary of when we met. And we're kind of dorks about our anniversary and we love surprising each other. And so I'm really glad to have a place like Macy's where I can find something for the man who has everything. So if you're looking for your partner or your best friend or someone that you care very much about, like me, you're in luck because Macy's Friends and Family Sale is coming. And trust me, you don't want to miss it. You're going to get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. And 15% off beauty, makeup, and more. Plus, free shipping when you spend $25. It's April 25th through May 5th at Macy's.com and in-store. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant makes navigation a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while you're on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation, compatible device and vehicle required.
Friends, it is the season of cheers. Shop the largest selection of wine, liquor, beer, mixers, and more delivered in as little as 1 hour.
Oh, that's so easy. Mini Bar Delivery brings the wine and liquor store to the palm of your hand. As featured in Rolling Stone, People, the New York Times Magazine, their app is loaded with party essentials, gifts, cocktails, entertaining tips, and the perfect finishing touch to any life moment.
And you'll get $10 off your first minibar delivery order with code IHEART. Get minibar delivery on the go, available on iOS or Android.
First of all, you don't know me.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens,
the smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens, drama, drama queens, drama queens.
Hey, everybody. Season 4, episode 8. Nothing left to say but goodbye.
Bye.
I really liked this episode. Okay, air date November 22nd, 2006. Derek, the real Derek, convinces Peyton to take a chance with Lucas at the same time that Brooke approaches him about getting back together. Bad timing. Dante's latest demand leads Nathan to seek help from an unlikely source. Is it an unlikely source?
I feel typical.
Like the most likely and reasonable source. Dan. When Rachel learns of a failing grade, she turns to Haley for tutoring, and Nathan is named MVP of the Ravens at the annual sports banquet, in spite of the fact that he's been shaving points. Dun, dun, dun.
Ooh.
Janice Cook directed this one. I liked her a lot.
Janice.
As a director.
Yeah. I liked that this was like a Thanksgiving episode and it was the big banquet. You know, it was a way to like
Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
November 22nd. It's like a way to do a holiday without doing a holiday. You know, we're all together at dinner. and it's awkward, like everyone else's holidays.
That's so funny.
There we are. Yeah.
Here we are.
I dug it. I mean, here's my question, though. The episode starts off with Nathan at the River Court, and we didn't talk about this last time. But, like, Nathan kind of taking over the River Court as opposed to just practicing in the gym or someplace that's, like, monitored by adults seems dumb to me. Like, if he just went through this experience where these two older men in the community cornered him, why is this child, like, hanging out all by himself in this public setting where bad things have already happened? Like, I'd be holed up.
I guess he thought it was over because he believed them. He's a little gullible, Nathan.
Well, and by the way, I feel like your question answered your question. You're like, why is this child doing this dumb thing? And it's like, well, because kids are dumb.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
why.
He's
a teenage
up.
Boy. He's just like, burp-a-der.
I'm fine.
What was that again, Sophia?
Everything's done.
I'm gonna shoot this
I did
ball.
It. It's over. And it's like, oh, you have never watched The Godfather, have you, young man?
No, yeah. This kid needed to hide out, lay yeah. low until, like, everything's over. Instead, he's just willy-nilly all by himself down
he's
by the river.
He's out there dribbling his wealthy white privilege around.
Because his dad has always bailed him out.
Uh-huh.
Of every situation. Mm-hmm. So of course he has the muscle memory of like, oh, okay, I got away with it. It's over. I'm done. Mm-hmm. Okay, fine. It's over. But he has no concept. Although I do love that he went to Dan for help in this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't love the way Dan handled it. I feel like I was waiting for him to like muscle up and really do something dastardly to the dastardly people.
Yeah.
The one time.
The one time Dan's not corrupt, I'm like, listen, if we know anything about Dan Scott or like, I don't know, we've read the news ever in the last 20 years, it's like small town mayor's not going to dispatch the like crooked cops mm-hmm. on the PD force.
Yeah.
You got a taillight out, mister.
Yeah, like put these guys in jail until after the game. Like, hello?
Hello?
The one time Dan's not willing to be completely inappropriate is perhaps the one time it's warranted so his kid doesn't get his knees broken.
But okay, but so this is the backstory that I found
it's
so
weird.
Interesting because yeah. Dante and Bear act like they know Dan Scott from high school and they're
yeah.
about the same age. So like, what's that backstory? Did they play
yeah.
together? Did they play against each other? Were they on varsity when Danny was on JV? Like, what is the story?
Why didn't they say that would have been so cool if they had said that when Dan walked
yes.
into the strip club mm-hmm. and they were like, look who it is, our old
yeah.
boy, Dan, you know, something.
Yeah, like the young hotshot, whatever. Because P.S., the minute Nathan says, you know, Dan asks him what their names are and Nathan says Dante and Bear. And Dan knows immediately who they
yeah.
are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's like, if there had been backstory rather than, oh, everybody knows the local mafia guys. Like,
not even mafia.
Which is ridiculous. Yeah, who are these people?
They needed a name for their gang.
If he knew them from high school, it's much more interesting.
So much. Yeah, and you're right. They should have done that. Do you think Dan was being more docile because he seems to be trying to become a better person with this whole Karen thing?
No.
Is that what's going on?
I think he doesn't want to fuck up Nathan's like Duke prospect. I think it's more about the legacy of basketball than it's like trying to impress Karen, you know?
Not impress her, but like if there's some sort of sincere change that's happening.
I do think he's on his best behavior around her.
For sure.
He does present as his best self, which is essentially the bare minimum for a normal person when he's around Karen. But I agree with Hill in that I really think he looks at the facts, and because Dan doesn't care about Whitey at all, he doesn't give a shit if Whitey loses that last championship.
Yeah.
He just wants Nathan to be okay and to go to Duke.
For
so
sure.
It's like, well, you know what? It sucks for everybody else, but you're still going to win. And
yeah.
that's classic Dan Scott.
That's
I don't care
true.
What happens to anybody else as long as I win. And he's telling Nathan to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
That happened at my high school. We went
what?
To,
we
went to
shaving?
The state. Well, no, we went to the state championship. And there was a boy from my school who had gotten like a full ride to UVA to go play football. There was a real fear that he could get hurt in that final game and it would screw
oh, yeah.
up his scholarship. And so she told everyone he had mono and couldn't play. So our star player did not play in the state championship game.
and we lost by 1 point. We lost by like a kick at the end. And, you know, he was absolved because his future was set. But for everyone else whose last game it was like devastating. Mm. And for the poor kicker who it like all came down on, that kid, I think he was like a sophomore too, that they brought up from the soccer team. And so his heart was broken. But this one kid, all of us were like, you don't have mono. Like, show us the letter. But all his mother cared about was like, I'm preserving your future. I don't give a shit about any of these other kids. Like, you're the only one I care about. So that reality for Dan Scott is like pretty believable. Mm-hmm. You know, just it's, I'm only here to care about my kid.
Yeah. Well, and by the way, I can't say I don't get it. Like, the idea, especially because of how intense those contact sports are, like a kid gets a concussion, a kid's knee gets snapped in the wrong direction, and their career is over. They're dealing with a disability for the rest of their life. And this idea that, you know, what I think our show did well in the moments was when it really told the story of the everyman and like the small town kid. And before we jumped the shark and everyone became the most successful person at what they did, like went to the NBA, had
randomly
a fashion line
best.
That was, yeah, like.
Joy, look what you started. Haley goes on tour and then all of a sudden everybody's got to live up to that.
Everyone had to be exceptional. But I think there's, it's like, I get that fear of this is one more night that's either going to make or break your life. Mm-hmm. My kid's only chance to go to college, to go to college debt free, to have a future is making sure that they stay safe for this, you know, 3 more hours of a Saturday night.
Yeah.
Oof, and that's a tough one.
That is a moral dilemma that I'm, you know, I'm not sitting here being like, I would have done the same thing. I'm just going, ooh, that is, that is heavy. Like that amount of stress and pressure.
Yeah. Cause what them. Is, it's like, what message does it send to the kid? I'm not saying it's good or bad. I'm just wondering what the message is that you can't, that you've been working toward this with your whole team. Everybody's been on the same page. And then at the last minute, the 11th hour, you can't participate. Like, did he want to, and he was forced not to, or was he like, on board? Nobody knows. Nobody knows what those private conversations were. Mm-hmm. But to force your kid to not participate in something that they wanted to, that they've been working toward all year, and like not sharing the joy of the winning, maybe, or that moment.
Well, and as a parent, you're saying my job is to protect you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there, you know what I'm realizing is really interesting is that there's a layer added because, Hillary, you're telling a story about the football team. Mm-hmm. And because football is such an injury-prone sport, basketball, it's like, who gives a shit? You're going to go play the game. Like, what are we talking about? You know, the threat to Nathan is that they're going to break his knees. It's not that his knees are going to get broken in a basketball game. It's so much less likely that you have, you know, a career-ending injury. And I don't know, man. That I'm like, ooh, I'm like, that's a show.
Well, here's the thing.
That's
all the other parents are like, but all the other parents are like, you know what? My child has sacrificed their body to make your star child look good for the last 4 years. The least you can do is show up and walk out onto that court or that field.
It's so uncomfortable. Yeah.
That's what I mean about the message. Like, what's the message that's being sent subliminally for that kid for the rest of his life, walking out going, everyone else is allowed to make sacrifices for me, but I don't make them for other people. There I think that's the message.
There's no I in team, but there is a me.
Wow.
There's a me.
That is so interesting. What a tough one.
I mean, do you think that Nathan should play? Like, you're in Nathan's shoes. Do you think that he should throw the game?
Yeah, I think he should play, and he should not throw the game. I think he should play his heart out and do the right thing and deal with the consequences afterward.
I guess I'm like, if knowing what the courting process is for college sports, like that recruiter comes in and they take you to dinner and they meet your mom and dad. And there's like a whole little love affair where they try to get you to choose their school. Mm. Like, why doesn't Nathan just pick up the phone and be like, I'm getting railroaded. I'm not the first or last kid who is going to encounter this situation.
Because he's a dumb kid and those guys are big and scary.
Well, and I think because there is the fear, there is always the fear when you have done something wrong, even if it started as an innocent situation or mistake, yeah. the fear is if I tell, everything will be over.
Yeah.
If I admit how far this has gotten, this will be a catastrophe. And interestingly, in that very human instinct to try to avoid what you see as your present potential catastrophe, you make the coming catastrophe worse.
Mm.
Yeah. That's why I think he should play and play hard and do the best he can and try and win and not throw the game. Because it's just, you just keep creating, the lies snowball, man. And deception snowballs. It just keeps going and gets bigger mm-hmm. and bigger. I don't know. I think you got to keep your side of the street clean as much as you can.
Meanwhile, I feel like we were having a pretty good time with Rick Fox and Conrad, who played Bear. Like, it was cool. Yeah. That energy was fun. Like, just, hey, yeah. you guys are here to bully us? Neat. I like it. And I love you. I loved you in the cafe with them. You're like, thanks, boys. Give me some more money.
Anytime. I know. So cute. They were fun. They were fun to have around.
They were so lovely.
Yeah. My boobs looked huge in this episode.
You looked hot in this episode. Okay. So the last two episodes, whatever was going on with the Maxim fallout, you were making them pay for that joy.
Because yeah, you were like,
oh, you wanted some of this? Oh, well then, shimmy, shimmy. You made him pay. I liked it. I liked the little lacy dress at the banquet.
I did too. What was fun about this stage that we're entering into for Haley in the pregnancy is that what many people don't know about me is I am a bit gluten intolerant. And when I eat certain things, my stomach instantly looks like I'm pregnant.
Oh, same.
Like instantly.
Yeah.
And to the point where I've had people come up to me and be like, oh my gosh, I didn't know.
Stop.
Oh,
I'm not kidding.
Anytime I eat a sandwich,
yeah,
people on the internet are like, oh my God, she's pregnant. And I'm like, listen, I am aware that it looks like I have swallowed a whole bowling ball. But that sandwich so was f-ing delicious and it was worth
delicious.
It. And I don't know what you want from me. And like, I have
Give
photos.
Me that chicken sandwich.
You guys know my best friend Babs. We have a picture. The two of us standing side by side in a mirror, picking our shirts up, and we look like two pregnant best friends. And we had been traveling for like 3 weeks and didn't have an option to eat food we weren't allergic to.
Yeah.
And it is, I'm going to dig it up and send it to you. It is unbelievable how pregnant we look. And it's like, well, it's just, that's bread.
Back then, we didn't know.
Yeah.
I didn't know a lot about allergies or what I
Me
should
neither.
Eat or not eat. It
Gluten.
Was late hours. It was like you just go over to the craft table and shove in your mouth whatever's there, mm-hmm. whatever hot, you know, Hot Pocket snack they bring out at 11 o'clock at
taquitos.
Night.
The taquitos.
Oh my God, I you loved
know?
Hot
so
Pockets.
So I'm shoving all this stuff in my mouth and I'm like, you know what? This, but I'm always having to suck my stomach in every time that happens. And so finally, mm-hmm. for the next, like, I don't know, 7 or 8 episodes, I just relax because Haley's pregnant, so I could totally just let it all hang.
Girl, you used your instrument. You knew your instrument, and you were like, I'm making art right now. I am going to use this.
But I think I was wearing a padded bra for the pregnancy stuff.
It was awesome.
But yeah, that was fun. It was a fun look. We're going to talk about the banquet hairdo.
Oh, man. Oh,
okay. I remember being...
We're going out of order, but whatever.
We're going out of order, but I remember being very... pro banquet hairdo.
Yep.
Yes, you were.
We loved it.
Yeah, I loved it at the time too.
I think bohemian joy. And that was a vibe I was into.
I feel like the image you brought in, mm-hmm. wasn't it from Along Came Polly?
No, it was from Jennifer Aniston at, you're close, but Jennifer Aniston at the Golden Globes. The year she wore that gold dress and crazy hair.
And she had braids like in her beach waves.
Yes.
And you wanted those little braids in your waves.
And the reason it worked on her, A, is because she was incredibly toned and tan. So her body structurally looked like it was like a sculpture, like structure. And the dress she was wearing was very structured. It was a long gold dress that I think had like maybe rectangular beads on it or something. So it was super angular, everything. Then you complement that with the wildness of the hair and it works. But with this, I'm already wearing a frilly dress. I didn't have, my body wasn't in that sort of like structural format. And it was just like I literally looked like I had been sleeping for days and days and days and days and days on that hair with never washing it and never taking a shower. That's what it looked like. And by the way, that's what our bosses all told me. And I was like, you guys don't have any creativity. You're just, you know, silly boys. You don't know.
You're trying to control me.
This is the hottest thing on the red carpet. No, it really wasn't.
I think it could have been zhuzhed a little, but here's what I'll say. It had strong, like, Game of Thrones energy.
Oh, yeah.
Where it was like, yeah, it was themed.
Hill, we were saying when we were watching the scene between Brooke and Haley in the banquet that after Brooke walks away, I don't know what you said. You said something about like, I'm just not sure anymore or something. You walked away from me. And I just really wanted you to turn around and come back and say, do you need a hairbrush?
It's when Brooke is telling Haley what a good friend Rachel has been to her.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it is.
Oh, yeah. I just love that, like, Brooke and Rachel for the last couple episodes have morphed and like the outfits match, the hair matches, the winged eyeliner matches. So
fun.
It's like when your cycles sync up when you're living with another girl. It's this total subconscious thing where it's like, wait a second, we're the same human now. Like,
it's so cute.
Yeah, it's really cute because you had your hair all bouncy and curly and I'm like, look at all that curl in Danielle's hair today. George watched the episode over my shoulder. And she was like, is that the same person? I was like, no, baby.
Aww.
But Raven,
she looked great too. I loved that red 40s lip on you with your hair all wavy. That was so pretty. And Rachel, Danielle doing that 60s headband, dress look. So cute.
Yeah, with a little bouffant in the back. It is interesting that both of us went kind of period. I liked it. It was very sweet. I liked that red lip too.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you're not wearing a red dress, one must wear a red lip.
Right.
One must. Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No. Oh, that feeling of just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. Like, I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
Friends, we need a second to talk about Squarespace. Squarespace has so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of the product features that I love is their asset library. You can upload, organize, and access all of your content from one place. With the new asset library, you're able to manage all of your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. They also have flexible website templates, so you can get started with one of their professional website templates with designs for every category and use case. Then you just customize your look, update content, and add features to fit your unique needs. You can make any Squarespace template do what you want, so your idea, your brand, or your business stands out online on every device. Plus, they will make selling your products on an online store a breeze. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need to start selling online. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. So I play this little game every morning where I leave the house looking decrepit. And then I drop my children off at school. And then I get to my office and I take out a nice, cute little bag that came with my Thrive Cosmetic order. And with just a couple of products, I'm able to look like a normal, happy, healthy human again. It's incredible. I love these products. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Now, a few of my favorite products include their incredible Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. It's easy to use waterproof pencil, holds like wax, and blends like a powder. Just line brows to give this some structure and create natural looking strokes of hair to fill in sparse brows. It comes with a spoolie brush to lift and tame brows after applying the pencil, and there are 8 shades to choose from that adjust to your natural brow color for a perfect match every time. Now, my other favorite product, I've been talking about this forever, is the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. And it's super easy to remove, you guys. This is my favorite part. It just slides right off with warm water, doesn't leave smudges, doesn't pull your eyelashes out. It's incredible. Its nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/drama. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/drama for 10% off your first order.
Drama Queens is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Oh, it's no secret that we love therapy. And we're very proud because of that, that this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Lately, I don't know what is like in the air, but it seems like everybody's social battery is really getting tested right now. Like,
yeah,
we're all just juggling so much, you know, work schedules are ramping up. And I think like that really is one of the most important times to make sure you're also taking care of yourself. You know, when you've got so many obligations, to check in with yourself and make sure that, you know, you're setting boundaries that you need and getting the rest that you need, the sleep that you need. And those things require practice, don't you think?
Yeah, it's hard to say no. And it can be really easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings ramping up after a long winter.
I get energy being around you guys. I love being around my friends. And I've really been able to figure out in therapy that kind of self-awareness to know when I have the energy to dive in and, you know, when maybe at the end of a long stretch where social life's been crazy, work's been really busy, where I need a little quiet time. It's learning about a balance for my life that doesn't drain my battery, you know?
Yeah. So if you guys at home are thinking of starting therapy, seriously, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and it's suited to your schedule.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/drama today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drama.
Let's talk about the Brooke and Lucas of it all, because that threw me for a loop.
It's so random and it literally makes no sense that Brooke is like, the two people I love the most in the world have broken my heart. And then she's like, do you want to go to the banquet with me? I think I miss you. And Joy and I were watching because you were taking George to school and we were like, why is this happening? Mm-mm. Like,
yeah, what is
this doesn't track at all. And I realized by the time we got to the end of the episode, the entire reason for it is to set up that these two can admit that the spark is gone, that they're going to be friends for real, just so Lucas can tell Peyton that him and Brooke have realized it's over.
Yeah.
That's the only reason. It's not grounded in any reality. It just needed to happen so that you guys could happen. So in service of the story, I get it, but I just wish there'd been something that had
triggered it.
Something that had gotten her thinking about it, or that she'd said to Rachel, you know, I went for a bad boy again and maybe I should try to make it work with a nut. I mean, I don't know. I can't come up with any reason that it would happen. I know it needed to, so there needed to be something, but it just felt so random.
I agree. But in the context of Brooke's character being an only child and growing up in a household where she probably got what she wanted a lot, I think that does kind of breed personality characteristics where it's hard to make a decision because every time you choose something, you're like, oh, maybe I wanted the other thing. Oh, well, maybe I shouldn't have chose that. Maybe I should chose this. So I'm kind of, it feels realistic to me that she would have made her choice and then been like, well, I don't know. Maybe I don't. Let me see.
So what you're saying is that Brooke and Nathan are the same person. They're two privileged white kids that are like, I'm just going to do some dumb shit. Like, I don't need to make sense.
Maybe. Like, maybe that's it.
Yeah.
Everybody on our show is doing dumb shit all the time.
If Brooke can have what she wants all the time, if that's sort of been the habit in her life, then it would naturally make sense that she would want the thing that she can't have. So once she makes the decision and like pushes Lucas away, now he's the person that she can't have. So she kind of wants to find out, like, can I still have him?
I see that less, though, in this. I think the only thing that grounded it in some reality for me was when Rachel says to Brooke, like, you're clearly rebounding.
Yeah, of course.
And, you know, Brooke was betrayed. She just got cheated on again.
Mm-hmm. And she's mad at Peyton. She's doing it despite Peyton.
And, you know, she's like, if they're all the same, maybe I should give it a shot with somebody that I love.
It's the devil you know.
It's the devil you know.
Right.
It's like, there's all that research that says we would rather be in the pain we know than risk the unknown, even if it would get us past it. Yeah. And so I get, I just wish they'd leaned into it a little more. I think the writing was really lazy in this for Brooke with this Lucas rebound thing. And I think if she could have gotten a little clearer on it, even if Rachel had pushed her a little more, because that's where I see that thing you're talking about, Joy. If Rachel's like, you're rebounding, and she's like, No, I'm not. What? Let me show you how much I'm not rebounding. I still really care about this person. Like that, I would have loved to see. But what I do like is that if it is that, oh, I'm going to go back to what I know, very quickly, it's just like, it's gone.
Yeah.
You know, when the fire goes out, you can't always relight it. And it's gone. And I liked seeing... I thought that Janice Cook, our director, did a really good job when Whitey is giving his beautiful speech about Camilla. Mm. You see the way it's hitting everyone differently, but it's not overplayed. And I caught the moment between Haley and Nathan realizing they have that kind of love. I watched everybody having these things. And I literally saw Brooke kind of go, nope, don't have it. Yeah. I don't have that. And I liked that there was a realization of, I want to be loved like that. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it exists anymore, but I'd like to find out. And that felt nice.
The pressure that it has to exist in high school is hilarious to me.
Well, so that's funny. Insane.
And like, I love that insane. Rachel has become our voice of reason. I mean, she's like saying all the no duh stuff. However, there was some shit with Rachel that I was very conflicted about, and I took notes.
Wait, what?
Okay, so the whole failing grade thing. We know what was going on behind the scenes at this point. Like, she was rejecting our boss, Danielle was, behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. And so this whole speech that the calculus teacher gives her about...
Oh, we hated that.
You're a pretty girl and hated can that. Flirt your way through, but... all your friends are going to leave you behind. And if you don't do the work, you're not going to get to hang out with your playmates. You know, that was all such veiled language against her. And it's just such like weird subconscious, like. Bleh.
Yeah, it was. You're right. It was such a random scene. And
we really hated that.
Out of order, inappropriate. And it felt like it was a out of touch teacher being like, oh, you know, I just got to study harder. You're going to be fine. But it didn't fit. It was so weird. Mm-hmm. And now I understand why, now that you're bringing that up.
Well, because, and they also tried to veil the threat by hiring a woman to play that teacher so that it was a woman saying to a younger woman, I see what you're doing. You're pretty and you rely on your looks. And it reeked of like, sexist ick because it was our boss saying that to Danielle, not a teacher saying it to Rachel. And it's so gross.
It's gross when someone thinks they're being clever and you're like, We all know what you're doing. You big dork.
We all see you.
We all totally see you. But I thought we had also established earlier in Rachel's storyline that she was like, you know, secretly brilliant because she answered all sorts of hard questions and knew mm-hmm. like all these answers in some class.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Yes. We've already established that she's like super smart.
And she does say to Haley, you tutor all these people. I've seen what you do for them. I'm actually smart. I've just missed a lot of class.
Mm.
So they did try, but
not that hard.
Not that hard. It was just lost in the personal attacks. And we were at that stage in our show where so much of what was happening on screen mm-hmm. was needling at people personally.
Yeah.
And now Mouth's rejecting her. Now Mouth, the character based on our boss, is like,
that's right.
I don't even want you anymore. You know?
I've got somebody new.
Ugh.
It's so gross.
What do you guys think about the speech everybody kept giving Haley about giving everyone second chances? Because that was all about Rachel, like trying to get to the...
I was disappointed that Haley had like nothing to do this episode.
Well, that's what I don't have anything to do for the next...
Because she's becoming a mother and that's her only identity.
You're like, I'm so bored. I'm just going to braid my fucking hair right now. I'm all for it.
But you know what I will say is because there's such a beautiful relationship established that you and James have built for Haley mm-hmm. and Nathan, it's so fun to watch you guys together, even if technically... there's not a lot going on. There's so much happening around you that there's a bit of a respite as an audience member.
Yeah.
When I get to see the people I love to watch being in love, just being good to each other. It's so nice.
That's important. It's totally important in a story like this where you've got so many weaving storylines, so much drama.
Yeah.
You've got to have at least one stable place. Well, even if the stable place changes into into different storylines.
And it has to, otherwise it gets boring. But I guess as your friend, I just want to say, even when you feel like you don't have a lot to do, you're mm-hmm. so fun to watch.
You guys are the Whoopi. You're like the safe thing. Mm. We want our Whoopi.
You know who else? You know who else is really becoming a highlight in that space? And I wish we'd gotten to hold on to him longer is Ernest.
Yes.
Real Derek, you know, they did that thing. I know we talked about it a bit and we can get into it. They made him kind of the cliche of the military guy who's always yelling at you. And I think when they got that out of their systems and he just was able to be present with you and wasn't written to yell, but was able to be firm and challenging to say to you, I wrote it down that he says, take a risk today.
Yeah.
He pushes you lovingly. And it's really nice in Larry's absence. It's so nice to see Peyton have a supportive male figure in her life. Like this older brother figure is just really, really fun to watch.
Watching the bedroom get painted. The advent of Red Bedroom Records, it's all starting. Mm-hmm. And you guys had I don't know, remember exactly what the dialogue was, but your chemistry is just so good. And I was, mm-hmm. I just thought, I need more of this. I need more of the two of these guys interacting.
Yeah.
Guys, you want it today? Do you want it today?
I want it today. More Ernest Waddell.
I'm really excited about this reunion. I have not gotten to see Ernest since he left the show. So, guys, we have him today. Let's bring him in. You guys, my brother's here.
Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No. Oh, that feeling of just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
So I play this little game every morning where I leave the house looking decrepit. And then I drop my children off at school. And then I get to my office and I take out a nice, cute little bag that came with my Thrive Cosmetic order. And with just a couple of products, I'm able to look like a normal, happy, healthy human again. It's incredible. I love these products. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Now, a few of my favorite products include their incredible Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. Its easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like wax and blends like a powder. Just line brows to give this some structure and create natural-looking strokes of hair to fill in sparse brows. It comes with a spoolie brush to lift and tame brows after applying the pencil, and there are 8 shades to choose from that adjust to your natural brow color for a perfect match every time. Now, my other favorite product, I've been talking about this forever, is the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. And it's super easy to remove, you guys. This is my favorite part. It just slides right off with warm water, doesn't leave smudges, doesn't pull your eyelashes out. It's incredible. Its nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/drama. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/drama for 10% off your first order. All right, you guys know that I have been wearing Skims for a while now. I've bragged about it. Just recently, I tried another one of their t-shirts. Now, it's the best fitting t-shirt I have ever worn. And that's because Skims makes the best basics and foundations. I get dressed every morning at 6 o'clock in the morning because the second I leave the house to take the kids to school, I'm in meetings, I'm doing Zooms, I'm driving all over the town, I'm going to Home Depot to get stuff for my yard. You know, like I'm constantly on the go. And so I want to be comfortable, but I also don't want to look like a bum. And these t-shirts are the perfect fix, you guys. They look great, they fit great, and they feel great. So shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com, now available in sizes extra, extra small, all the way up to 4X. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know that we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows. So one of my goals for 2024 is to shop more sustainably, right? I mean, it's not just spending money and buying stuff. You can actually do a lot of good with the money that you spend. So I love being able to shop sustainably at Macy's, and I really appreciate that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes that make a big difference. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elmis, and more. Plus, to bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. They're transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. You can donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
Hello?
There you are! How hey. Have you not aged at all?
Oh my God, you look exactly the same.
Neither have any of you, actually.
Ernest, oh, I'm going to fist goodness. Fight you. I've aged 20 years and you look exactly the same, and that's not fair.
OMG. OMG. How are all of you? Good to see you.
Hi.
This is a fun surprise. We've been watching you for like weeks now, which sounds like a very creepy way to start this off. But watching like the introduction of real Derek and then all the military stuff, which we can get into. I'm really glad that you were able to come on for this episode because this was a lovely, you know, button for your character. You know, seeing you deploy, I was really sad.
We've just been watching
you and Hillary and your whole storyline, and we've really just been like fawning over you. So we're so happy you're here.
Oh, thank you. And I'm glad you guys enjoyed my performance. I'm so happy about that.
We wish we had you for so much longer, especially now that we're watching it back, you know, because as Sophia just said, we don't remember a lot of it. We just didn't have time to watch the show while we were filming it.
Sure.
So we missed a lot of your performance. You know, we saw bits and pieces, but it's so nice to watch it back now. And also sad to realize we only got you for 4 or 5 episodes. We needed more.
I felt really protected with you being there. You know, we had just done the storyline where, like, my character's assaulted, and there was also all this, like, wonky stuff going on behind the scenes. And you came in as such, like, a grounded, mature energy. And I was just like, why are you taking this person away from me? Like, they took Ellie away from me. They took you away from me. I was just
because
like, what?
People always leave.
God.
People always leave.
What was your experience with the show before you got cast? Did you have any idea what One Tree Hill was?
Honestly, no, because I was in college. So like literally college, I watched no TV. And then like, I just got a call and they said, hey, come down to Wilmington, and it was just so amazing because I'm actually from Wilmington.
What?
Like,
gosh, I remember that. I'd forgotten.
Like, so much of my family is from Wilmington, and I had an amazing time there because my dad, not my dad, my uncle loaned me his car, and like, it was just amazing. It was great. But yeah, I grew up in Wilmington. I was there for like the first few years. Till about 3, and then I go there every year because my family's there, and we go to Wrightsville Beach we have a beach house there. Yeah.
Oh my God, dude, it's heaven.
So you're still always there.
I'm still always there, and then now a buddy of mine from middle school, Joe Hauser, he runs a company in Wilmington. So it's just like, it's just a funny coincidence.
So when you go down there, do people recognize you? Are they like, oh my God, it's Brother Derek?
Of course.
Wow.
I mean, I feel like everyone in town knew you guys. I mean, even when we were shooting, you know, just like going out, people would just, that's all they would talk about. It was very cool.
I have a very like strong sense memory of us being at level 5. Do you remember real Marines on the rooftop? We had the fake Marines with us. And it was like, there was like this energy of like, oh, you guys are playing military on TV. Well, we're military in real life and we'll kick your ass. And I just remember being like, oh no, they will. They'll kick our ass.
What's happening?
Yeah, I definitely felt a lot of pressure. Just, I mean, my family are from the military. I had my father was in the Air Force. My uncle was in the Air Force. So everyone was like just picking me apart after the episode.
Really?
Yeah. Just my walk wasn't completely military, you know, like we're at the end, we're saying goodbye, and then I'm like walking away, you know.
Yeah, when you do that field day turn. With the fact that in the last episode, Lucas and Peyton both just came out into the training center and just like found you, like rolled up in a Hummer.
Walking around base.
Yeah, just like got right in, no problem.
We lost our minds. We were like, on no planet would someone in fatigues just pick up a teenage boy and drive him into the middle of a training exercise? We were losing it. But having so many folks in your family come from military backgrounds, did you ask for advice when you got the part of Derek? Or were you like, I got this, I know what this is? Like, how did you prepare for it?
I had such little time to prepare. I was actually on vacation in Europe when I found out that I was going to do the show. And it was like, okay, you're going to come to Wilmington and everything. And I think I maybe had very little time to get down there and get started. So I just, I mostly had to just go off of what I knew from my dad, from just family members. But the hardest part was just, you know, I just felt like, you know, erect in this uniform.
Yeah.
It was kind of tight in there, but
but I remember they made a really big deal out of that. There was like a technical advisor to make sure that the belt was appropriate, and so much pressure was put on you to like make it right, you know.
Yeah, it was a mad dash for sure. And then I remember the technical guy with the punching,
the boxing.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I was just so excited and I was ready to jump in. So whatever it was, I was pretty much prepared to just, you know, just go with the flow, you know?
We talk a lot about how like you were directed to be really, really angry and to be like really aggressive in the first couple episodes where we see Derek. The first version of Brother Derek we had was definitely like, get your shit together, Peyton, you're being a baby, you know, and was like super aggressive. Was that your experience with military in your family just being like heightened like that? Or was that something that you were directed to do on our show? Because you're so good at like the softer, more intimate stuff.
Yeah. I feel like that's a natural impulse for me sometimes, especially with emotional. I feel like I lean on anger sometimes, maybe too much. I don't know. But I think I was aware that there would be a shift. So I wanted to go in initially with a little bit more oomph and then kind of shift to the more sensitive side. But I don't
know. Smart. It's smart to be able to give an arc too, so you don't just come in at the same tone, because we wanted to see you sort of get wooed into this experience and then have it be that much harder to leave.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I really felt the ending too. Like, I mean, even just watching it back, so much. There's so much heart in One Tree Hill, which I really appreciate. Mm. And even the way the show is shot, I feel like there just aren't that many shows that you see now that really capture that young adult sweetness, that young adult. I don't want to use the word angst, but I think you guys know what I mean.
Yeah. We're it's emo like creatures.
I think what was interesting for us was realizing that our show gave a lot of people permission to be vulnerable in ways that didn't require, you know, fantasy or, and again, no shade to the genres we love, but we didn't need vampires. We didn't need, you know, billionaire parents with private jets. We didn't need, it didn't have to be so heightened. It could just be honest. And I think, you know, you tapped into that in such a way that felt natural, you know, to your point, Derek coming in, you know, written, the character is written to be reluctant, to say, I didn't ask for a sister, you know, I didn't sign up for this. And that sort of energy combined with this military background, it's so interesting to hear you say that you wanted to really bring it in the beginning, because it's a mask, right? It's a defense mechanism for his vulnerability.
I feel this so much from just my family members, just that there's a way that you have to protect your emotions in order to do the job that you have to do. Mm-hmm. And I think something that I very much felt from my father and wanted to bring to this, because, you know, working with Hillary, you were just so charming and you're so sweet. So it was just,
I was really happy to have family. I was so pumped. I've been so alone, Ernest. But you and I both come from military families. And so I think we very quickly bonded over that, because there was this desire to portray the military in a loving way. You know, we were at war at the time. I had friends in Iraq. I think you also had friends that were deployed, or family members that were that were out. And, you know, that was important to us, that like we show the honor of our men and women, you know, and we wanted the character of Derek to kind of embody that and be like, look, this is someone that deals with hard stuff and is doing it in a noble way. And he may seem like a hard ass, but he's actually like parked outside of Peyton's house, making sure that no one breaks in while she's asleep.
I love that.
Yeah. And that arc for you and the way that you played it, bringing that mask down, when you see him out there, and he tells Lucas that he's staying, but she doesn't need to know, because he's trying to give her that confidence back. And then this episode, the reward of seeing you two together out, you know, socially in a happier environment, and watching you be supportive and remind her that she's a strong person and that she can do these things. It's just such a refreshing energy. In the midst of our show.
and such a simple message. Even the no fear, I just really appreciated that. Just hearing that. I think that's something that it's so simple. It's such a simple statement, but I think that everyone struggles with it, you know? Yeah. And I don't know, that just really resonated with me.
I love that in this episode, you said to Peyton, go take the risk. I mean, I tell my daughter that. I used to tell her a lot more, I guess. I don't know, I got out of practice, but I used to tell her all the time on her way to school, you got to make at least two mistakes today.
Oh, that's a great, you know, memo. Yeah.
Because how else are you going to learn if you don't, and learn that when you do make mistakes, it's usually okay. Like if everybody's okay in the end, like things eventually get cleaned up. So you got to try.
And it's a beautiful episode because she actually gets rejected. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, it hurts.
The horrible thing happens. You make the mistakes, you give it a try, and then the bad thing happens. Listen, and it's still okay.
That was my favorite part, is the look on your face, Ernest, when Peyton comes and like has to tell you like, yeah, I did it. It didn't go good. It went bad. And like that look on your face of like, oh, I might have just made it worse for this kid. Like, how do I fix it?
I got to stay and go to the banquet with her now.
No, but I got to go.
I think your advice, you know, take the risk, is part of what pushes Peyton to finally say it in the end. You know, when Lucas says, Brooke and I have realized it's over, like it's really over. And then you unload and you say how you've been feeling. It's like you're still taking his advice, actually. I love that.
Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No, no. Oh, that feeling of just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. Like,
yeah.
I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
So I play this little game every morning where I leave the house looking decrepit. And then I drop my children off at school. And then I get to my office and I take out a nice, cute little bag that came with my Thrive Cosmetic order. And with just a couple of products, I'm able to look like a normal, happy, healthy human again. It's incredible. I love these products. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Now, a few of my favorite products include their incredible Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. It's easy-to-use waterproof pencil, holds like wax, and blends like a powder. Just line brows to give this some structure and create natural-looking strokes of hair to fill in sparse brows. It comes with a spoolie brush to lift and tame brows after applying the pencil, and there are 8 shades to choose from that adjust to your natural brow color for a perfect match every time. Now, my other favorite product, I've been talking about this forever, is the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. And it's super easy to remove, you guys. This is my favorite part. It just slides right off with warm water, doesn't leave smudges, doesn't pull your eyelashes out. It's incredible. Its nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/drama. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/drama for 10% off your first order. Ooh, Mother's Day can be hard to shop for because there's that bad habit of buying mom things that she needs, you know, like, oh, here's some oven mitts, mom, or here's a new vacuum cleaner, mom. But Mother's Day is really about showering the woman who does so much with just a little extra love. And so Macy's makes shopping for Mother's Day easy. Macy's Mother's Day gift guide has the perfect gift to make mom feel special. Now, you can shop by price, like $25 and under or $100 and under,
or by category, like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or they have gift lists if you're really stuck, like the list for the mom who has everything, or for the plant lover, or for grandma. Some of their top Mother's Day gifts include Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, Le Creuset Shallot Dutch Oven. It goes on and on. So whatever you need this Mother's Day, find it at Macy's. Shop at Macy's.com/giftfinder.
You guys, I am spread so thin and I am in my car 90% of the day shuttling children. So when I am parked in the pickup line and I can get my grocery shopping done, it is the greatest treat in the world. And that is why I am obsessed with Thrive Market.
Absolutely. Because the one thing everyone has to do is grocery shop. So why not do it from the comfort of your couch while you're killing time in the parking lot, wherever you are? That's where Thrive Market comes in for me. It's the no junk food, healthy grocery store that we love, that your kids love. It's great.
That's it, baby. Thrive Market is my go-to for all of my grocery and household essentials. And the convenience of getting everything online and then quickly shipped to my doorstep is a huge time saver.
And I love that Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. See, they restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories. And then you can use their on-site filters to suit whatever your lifestyle needs are.
Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/drama for 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. That's T-H-R-I-V-E market.com/drama. thrivemarket.com/drama.
I felt really comfortable with you from the jump because you were an NYU guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I had just worked with Brian Greenberg, who was also an NYU guy. And like, strangely enough, you guys had very similar set energy.
Like, really? I could see that.
Yeah. And good so call. I have for the whole rest of my career always wondered if that was like a NYU thing. Just that like groundedness and focus, you know, you two were the most prominent NYU people I'd worked with.
Yeah, there's definitely a like a tunnel vision. I was thinking about this for this, but just that when I'm on set, everything goes so freaking quick for me. And I just feel like, where did the time go? And I think it's like I have ADD, but like the only time I have tunnel vision is when I'm acting, you know? But I think that there's something about NYU that kind of garners that, you know, we spend a lot of time, like 30, 40 minutes before we even enter a room into a scene. So you spend a lot of time trying to, I guess, work yourself into a particular state, you know, for the circumstances, for sure. For the circumstances
it is hard.
Of the scene.
It's hard when if things are just moving. It's just like you're kind of stuck in a machine, especially coming onto a show like ours, where it was such a well-oiled machine and we all had all of our relationships set and everything was kind of, you're walking into
chaos.
Something that's been in motion for a very long time. Well, I mean, there's definitely a lot of chaos still. But to be able to just come in solid and centered and comfortable with who you are and who you saw this character as, and just give that is such a generous thing to do as an actor, to not get caught up in the hype or the chaos or the confusion or the intimidation and any of that stuff, but just to just open up your heart and be there. In spite of all these things whirling around you. And you definitely had that presence. I didn't work with you more than I think that Thank one you. Scene, that banquet scene, but I remember that about you.
Mm. What I remembered was all of you were so close. It was just, and it's so funny because I didn't get that, but I got the vibe. I mean, especially with Peyton. I'm sorry, Hillary.
Because you can call me Peyton if you want to.
Because I immediately did feel comfortable around you, but then when I met all the rest of you, I still just felt completely comfortable because you guys are so comfortable with each other, and it really comes across. Even when I watched it today, it was just obvious that you guys were so close and loved each other and were having so much fun, and it made the episode more enjoyable. I really actually enjoyed watching it this time. It was, I mean, I get all weird about seeing myself, obviously, but you know what I mean.
Well, yeah. So what was the reaction from all of your buddies, though, when you're like, hey, I'm on One Tree Hill, you know? Remember at that time, everyone wanted to be doing, like, cool, edgy shit. Like, everyone wanted to be playing a heroin addict back during 2006.
Oh, yeah. I mean, coming out of NYU, I was like, edgy, bitch.
I'm making, you know,
art. I was into it. Yes. But even watching this again, I was like, man, like, there's so much about this show that's so soft. And I just really enjoyed the pace of the show as well. I think that it would be hard to make a young adult show like this now, just because I think that they would try to make everything punchy. They would try to sensationalize things. And I really felt the softness, the sweetness, the building of relationships. You can't duplicate it. You can't recreate that. I feel like it was a time capsule of a time capsule of TV, because I think that you could look at the show and you could, you know, pick apart the hairstyles and the clothes and things of that era. But I think that there was something else happening that I feel like just does no longer exist in television. You know, even when you watch Netflix, I feel like you can immediately tell a Netflix show, even if you didn't know what it was, you know?
But what were the shows you watched growing up? Like, what were the shows when you were in high school made you feel safe?
Martin.
Yeah.
Seinfeld.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Boy Meets World.
Yeah. Were you pumped to see Lee Norris on our set? You're like, it's Minkus. Minkus is here.
DuckTales.
Oh my gosh.
I loved DuckTales.
You had a DuckTales.
So good.
Yeah. What else did you think about it? Having not watched it for, you know, 15 years, what jumped out?
How thin everybody was, how skinny all of you were. I just, you know, it's so funny. I think every show I've shot, I just felt fat, you know? And then, you go back to see an episode and you're like, oh, I was clearly out of my mind. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I think that that's just like an actor thing that happens. But yeah, that was one.
That's so funny.
No, you're like hot older brother energy. Like the you running on that base, like barking orders at all the other dudes. Like it was such macho energy. I don't know how you see it as anything other than like, yeah, I'm awesome. Check this out.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, as an actor, I think that no matter how good you do, you still feel like, oh, I could have done it better. I could have done this.
Yeah.
But that's normal.
Nobody tells you when you decide you love storytelling that what you're really signing up for is a lifetime of beating yourself up. But I think what's interesting 100%. Is in this stage of our lives, we're all talking about it and it's like, oh, cool. You too. All right. Okay. I'm not by myself. This is nice.
We're all
a little crazy together. Great.
I so appreciate Gen Z and this whole new self-help era, the TikTok era. Oh. I've learned so much about every mental disorder I've had.
Oh my God, I'm the same way. I just found out that I have ADHD at 40. I was like, how? I literally went through my whole life not knowing this. Do you know how many problems I could have solved in my life? How much more self-confidence I would have had? There's so much that I'm like, I cannot believe I lost so much time.
Yep.
Not knowing that this was my problem.
I want you to do a 30-second drawing for Drama Queens so we can post it on our Instagram, Ernest.
Yeah.
Yes, go.
Can I make a request?
Sure.
Yeah, that's what... No, I want you to make us a piece of art in 30 seconds.
No, I'm serious. I'm going to do this literally the minute we
get off,
and I'm going to draw it. I'm going to send it to you guys immediately.
Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh-smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No. Oh, that feeling of just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. Like, I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful clean and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
So I play this little game every morning where I leave the house looking decrepit. And then I drop my children off at school. And then I get to my office and I take out a nice, cute little bag that came with my Thrive Cosmetic order. And with just a couple of products, I'm able to look like a normal, happy, healthy human again. It's incredible. I love these products. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Now, a few of my favorite products include their incredible Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. Its easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like wax and blends like a powder. Just line brows to give this some structure and create natural-looking strokes of hair to fill in sparse brows. It comes with a spoolie brush to lift and tame brows after applying the pencil, and there are 8 shades to choose from that adjust to your natural brow color for a perfect match every time. Now, my other favorite product, I've been talking about this forever, is the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. And it's super easy to remove, you guys. This is my favorite part. It just slides right off with warm water, doesn't leave smudges, doesn't pull your eyelashes out. It's incredible. Its nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/drama. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/drama for 10% off your first order. So one of my goals for 2024 is to shop more sustainably, right? I mean, it's not just spending money and buying stuff. You can actually do a lot of good with the money that you spend. So I love being able to shop sustainably at Macy's, and I really appreciate that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes that make a big difference. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elmis, and more. Plus, to bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. They're transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. You can donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. Ooh, honey, you know that I can't wear fancy shoes with a dress. I am a boots and dress woman. So now that festival and concert season are going to be all about boots, Tecovas must be your stop before attending your next concert, you guys. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparels, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. This is so important. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. And the smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to the store, just visit tecovas.com. That's TECOVAS.com. And find your new favorite pair of boots today. What's going on with you, dude? Did you just have a kid or something? I'm cyber stalking you.
I know.
Please come on.
Yeah.
I just had a baby girl. She's so sweet.
Congratulations.
She just started talking. Oh. Not talking. She's 2 months, but she's going.
She is so beautiful. We truly have been like scrolling through your Instagram, and we're like, oh my god, look at his baby.
Yeah.
She's a sweetie.
You're done for.
McKinley.
McKinley. You didn't name her Peyton? That's crazy.
Come on, man.
Oh my God. I have the best idea ever. Okay. What? Ernest, you do art, okay?
I do.
And I want you to explain more of your art thing. But you guys, I saw in Star News today, because I still get the newspaper back in Wilmington, that they are commissioning a mural in downtown Wilmington in that Bijou Theater alleyway. And they're like, we want people to submit their designs for this big mural that's going to get painted in town because there's no murals in downtown Wilmington, and they want that. And so here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking Big Brother Derek is the right person for this gig.
Yes. And then we can all go to like open the mural. We could do a ribbon cutting because it's in an alley. Oh, my God.
It's in an alley.
Can we go?
Yeah. Okay. So explain your art to everyone, because I cyber stalked the shit out of you, Ernest. I'm just like going through all of your posts on Instagram. Like, this is so cool.
It's me pursuing that edgier side of myself. Mm-hmm. I started making things about poverty. I was doing that for a bit. And then I started to feel like that was very cliche. But I mean, I know you guys have seen what's been going on in the United States lately. So a lot of people struggling. And I think I was in New York and I was just seeing so much of that. And I just wanted to capture some of it. And I think keep busy, just keep working. I think lately I've been making a lot of films. I'm working on a feature film right now. And
cool. I love these creative outlets though, because there's a part of me that thinks that Big Brother Derek is probably doing the same thing. You know, a lot of my friends who got out of the military really needed career paths in other directions when they got out. And so watching you paint Peyton's bedroom in this episode, I'm like, of course her brother's an artist. They have the same DNA.
That's right.
I loved that.
It's a great outlet. Great for emotional expression, just trying to find a way to
process. It's about
process.
Yeah. And I think that's what the character of Derek is like pushing in your arc, because we have these little kids on our show, like bad things keep happening to all of us. We get shot at school, parents die, we get dumped, you know, like bad stuff keeps.
We get dumped in that category.
Yeah. We get dumped. That is the end of the world.
The whole spectrum.
But none of us are processing it until this like older influence comes along and is like, y'all kids are nuts. Like you have to process, do the work, do your work.
Yeah.
And that's important.
Well, we talked about that actually, Ernest, in one of our last episodes, watching your performance and what real Derek offers to Peyton. We've spoken a lot on this podcast about how these kids go through these traumatic experiences. Nobody sends them to therapy. Nobody helps them, to Hillary's point, process. And weirdly, you know, the grown-ups who were writing these storylines would write a lot of jokes. Like Lucas says in the last episode to Peyton, you know, when you guys have a moment and Derek is, you know, has his wall up, Lucas goes, "Oh, I liked the other Derek better." And it's like, the other Derek is literally a rapist. Let's not make jokes about this.
Sure.
And what's so cool is that even though your arc was not as long as we all would have liked, you showed up and you grounded it in this way that really did say for the first time, you have to deal with this. You have to face it. You as a character, like, you know, even though, you know, Hillary was like, "Oh my God, I hated the boxing. I think I looked ridiculous." Oh,
but that was it. It was that moment.
But you made her get in her body.
Do you remember that day, Ernest?
Oh my God. That boxing scene was so hilarious. I mean, it was a great time, though.
Oh, it was so bad.
We just kept trying to perfect the like punch, and then the breakdown.
Oh God.
Oh, I mean, God.
It's great, though.
We like to ask a lot of our friends who come on the show, like, where do you think your character is today?
Definitely not in the military. That's just my sense. I don't know. I immediately went to carpentry. Maybe it's because I was painting in the episode, but yeah. I don't know. I get the vibe, something that's very relaxing, but also engaging.
That feels right.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay. I love that. We're going to spin a wheel. Because this is a high school oriented show, we like to do superlatives, most likely to.
Okay.
Did you have superlatives at your high school?
I couldn't tell you.
In your yearbook? Oh, okay. Here we go. Who's most likely to not forget your birthday?
Ooh.
Ooh.
It's kind of nice.
So, Ernest, we do this for a character on One Tree Hill, and we do it for one of the cast members in real life.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I know it's tough because you weren't with us for super long, so you didn't get to know all of us very well, but you can take your best guess. Who is most likely to
not forget?
Mm-hmm. To remember, yeah. I guess. To remember your birthday.
The person that sends
another way of saying it.
That 7 a.m. text.
Yeah.
The character, I would say, Peyton.
Oh, brother.
Yeah.
The actor, I would say, Sophia.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so sweet.
No, you seem like a very precise artist.
She's organized.
Thank you.
We need to know what Ernest's real birthday is. What's your birthday?
Oh, yeah. When is your birthday?
My birthday is July 22nd.
Oh, that's right. Because you're a July baby like me and Soph. We're all born 1982 in July. Okay. I remember now.
Okay.
Here we are. Okay. All right. Happy birthday, brother. You're stuck with us forever. You're going to get text messages.
I'm so glad.
Hopefully we get to see you in person soon.
Yes.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
Yeah. And I'm looking forward to our artwork. Maybe I'll get that tattooed. No pressure, right?
Okay. Well, it's a 30-second. It'll be 30 seconds.
Yeah.
You know, literally.
But a lifetime of appreciation. All right, honey.
Thank you, Ernest.
Get sleep.
Thank you, Ernest.
So good to see you all. Thank you so much for having me.
Yay.
I had a blast shooting those episodes. You guys are awesome. Seriously, thanks,
bud.
We're happy to see you.
See you soon.
All right, bye, honey.
Bye.
I love it so much. Why did I get to keep him? I'm so
really madly deeply.
Like, why wasn't he at Peyton's wedding? Why wasn't he at all the things?
I don't know. Well, I'm glad we got him today.
Yeah.
In our parallel universe version of One Tree Hill, he stayed forever.
Forever. Yeah. All right, guys, next week.
What's next, guys?
Ooh, next week we got season 4, episode 9, Some You Give Away.
Mm.
They all sound so spooky this season. I'm like, after every single one we read, I want to go dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
I don't know why.
All right. Well, let the dread ensue. We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Don't forget to leave us a review. You can also follow us on Instagram at dramaqueensoth.
Or email us at dramaqueens@iheartradio.com.
See you next time.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens,
smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens. Drama, drama queens, drama queens.
Friends, it is the season of Cheers. Shop the largest selection of wine, liquor, beer, mixers, and more delivered in as little as 1 hour.
Oh, that's so easy. Mini bar delivery brings the wine and liquor store to the palm of your hand. As featured in Rolling Stone, People, the New York Times Magazine, their app is loaded with party essentials, gifts, cocktails, entertaining tips, and the perfect finishing touch to any life moment.
And you'll get $10 off your first mini bar delivery order with code IHEART. Get mini bar delivery on the go, available on iOS or Android.
Is it hoarding if it's boots? I don't think so. A woman can never have too many pairs of boots. It's the perfect gift for your loved ones and for yourself. So, this festival and concert season is all about boots. Everybody has to show up in style, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert with all your friends. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape Resorts and Spas and do your deal at CheapCaribbean.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Boy, I've spent definitely a significant amount of time in therapy in my life. And I think there's just so many layers to life that can be hard to navigate. And having somebody there to just talk through things really makes the days easier sometimes.
It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through.
BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.